And this would be the Art Drysdale vignette, Aquaback 2. 3, 2, 1. Today, more about the new product for mosquito control that has hit the market. It's called Aquaback. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale, and I'll have more details in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Last time I told you about the new microbial insecticide known as BTI, or Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. The product name is Aquaback. It's actually a biological larvicide for use in standing water, such as rain barrels, water gardens, ponds, bird baths, puddles, swamps, and marshes. During the spore-forming stage of the BTI life cycle, it produces a protein crystal that is toxic only to mosquito larvae. They are not toxic to humans or other pond-inhabiting insects, such as dragonflies. The microscopic crystals are ingested by the mosquito larvae when they feed. The crystals dissolve and are converted into toxic protein molecules that destroy the walls of the mosquito larva's stomach. The larva usually stop feeding within hours and die within days. Aquaback is applied directly to the water where you see the 2 to 3 centimeter long S-shaped larvae wiggling around on the water surface. You'll need to reapply it about every 7 to 10 days if you continue to see the wiggling larvae on the water surface. Now, I believe you should consider this product as a last resort. A few goldfish make an excellent deterrent to mosquitoes on most ponds and are much more economical, even if you have to replace them several times, than the 500-gram canister of Aquaback, which costs about $20 to $25. However, if you think it's what you need, then ask for it at your favorite garden center. Again, the product is Aquaback, costing about $20 to $25. I'm Art Drysdale.